It is Sex Story Wednesday, and this is from the internet. All yours, baby, all yours. Here we go. Are you ready? I came over as I said I would and rang the doorbell. We'd been together for about a month and still hadn't had sex. Sure, we had felt each other up for a bit, but our clothes had always stayed on. I wasn't sure why, but we both felt the need to take it slow with each other. He was no one-night stand, and according to him, neither was I. Now there I was, standing on Charlie's doorstep, knees shaking, throat dry and hair perfect, save the few curls that had frizzled out from the humid summer air. The door opened and there he was. I looked him up and down, taking in every detail I thought I had recognized, but always seemed to be surprised by with every new glance. His chin met me evenly at eye level, just perfect for those made-for-the-movies kisses I had grown to crave. His eyes were a beautiful shade of emerald green that I found captivating and sexy as hell under his dark brown hair that always seemed to look like he had just taken off a hat. A light brown tan covered his body. That's what I loved about him being a country boy. Country boys worked with no shirts in the summer, so they tanned evenly. And this country boy had a body that was made from bull riding and hay baling, sculpted in all the right places, relaxed in others. Beautiful and solid, he was rock hard to look at. But like a teddy bear when he hugged me, held me close. Like now, when he wrapped me in his arms and kissed my temple, butterflies. He grabbed my hand, pulling me inside, leading me to the living room. I sat down on the couch and he asked if I wanted a drink. I smiled and accepted, watching him walk into the kitchen and return with a cold can of wild cherry Pepsi. We sat and watched a movie, but we never really paid attention to it. We were so engrossed in talking to one another, getting to know more about where each other came from, talking about our pasts. We found out a lot about each other we didn't already know. We started talking about serious things, first loves, first losses, etc. We talked about random things like our favorite restaurant, allergies, favorite pets, bullies in high school, and even favorite childhood games. His was truth or dare, mine was hide and seek. At this point, an idea hit me, and I smiled at him. When he looked at me with a questioning glance, I chuckled. I thought I shocked him when I got up, walked around behind the couch, leaned down, and whispered in his ear, my mouth only a breath away. Tag, baby, you're it. I took off running, heading straight to the back of the house where I knew the bedrooms were since he had shown me around his place the first time I had been here. As I came into his bedroom, I searched for a place to hide and wound up closing the closet door behind me. Just as he came surging into the room, I could see him through the slots of the door, searching high and low for me. I giggled. Shit, he heard me. I tried to jump behind the coats as the door flew open and the arm wrapped around my waist. I laughed loudly as he carried me out of the closet and wrestled me to the ground. After a moment of struggle, I finally had him pinned underneath me. You know, he breathes, this is really unfair. Why is that? Well, I'm a manly kind of guy. I'm not supposed to lose a girl. Think of it this way, baby. I'm a take control kind of gal, and you just might like it, I tell him in a low moaning voice. At this moment, my face was inches away from him, so I saw the fire that blazed suddenly in his eyes. He grabbed my face and kissed me. I melted on top of him. My hands released his arms so I could brace myself on the ground. His lips! It was like kissing velvet or silk. His lips were so soft. He rolled us over, leaning halfway over me as he brought his hand up to my face. Running his fingertips over my cheek to cut my jaw, bringing his face down to mine, he brushed his lips over mine once, twice, then diving into a kiss that sent the world spinning around me. His hand drifted from my jaw, down my neck, over my arm, to my hip, then back to my side, where it stopped just under my breast. He pulled away, just as breathless as I was, and I read the question in his eyes. He waited, and I read, please, I whispered. His hand moved up, a small smile curving at the corners of his mouth before he kissed me again just once. He pulled away, looking down to watch as his hand drifted slowly up my breast, stopping every inch or so to massage softly. Time stopped. I held my breath. My skin got warmer under his touch and I stared up at his face, watching his expression change as his hand got closer to my nipple. When his hand finally inched its way up to my nipple, he lightly gazed his thumb over it. It instantly peaked, pressing against my bra and tank top. He groaned when he saw that, turned his face back to mine, the fire that had grown in his eyes burning into me. He kissed me again, his tongue tangled with mine, as his hand came back up to my face, brushing my hair out of his eyes. Through the haze, I saw him get up and I felt his arms slide under me, picking me up off the ground, my eyes locked with his as he walked over and placed me gently on the bed. He knelt down on the bed next to me, taking his shirt off and throwing it across the room. He grabbed my hand, pulling me up as he slipped his hand under my shirt, pulling it up and over my head. I giggled, almost feeling shy as his eyes swept over my body, another low groan escaping from those beautiful lips. He came back down to me, his body covering mine once again as he embraced me. His lips met my neck. He kissed, I sighed. He licked, I moaned. He sucked, I shivered. He nibbled, I gasped. He groaned and I got chills. I rolled him over, pushing him into the bed and held up a finger. Stay. I got up, rolling off the bed, feeling his hand drift down my skin as he reached out for me. I turned and backed away from the bed, staring down at him. He leaned up on one arm, watching my every move. I slid my hands down my body, over my hips, back up to my thighs, to the button of my pants. I saw him gulp. Silence. He was holding his breath as my fingers worked the button, then the zipper, then slid along the edges, grabbing my jeans and pulling them down over my hips. They landed on the floor with a soft plop, and I could feel his eyes searching over my body. He sighed softly as I let my hands drift back up my body, over my breasts and back behind me, unclasping my bra and letting it fall from my shoulders. He groaned again as my breasts fell out, swaying softly as I moved again, hooking my thumbs in the sides of my panties and pulling them down as well. I was naked and he was silent. He sat up on the edge of the bed and admired me for a moment more, following every curve, drinking in every moment. Beautiful baby, he smiled at me. Staring only into my eyes, he held out his hand for mine. I linked my fingers in his and he pulled me close, his hand sliding over my hips to my ass where he grasped it softly and stared up at me. He stood up, pulling my body against his, and my nipples skimped over his skin, making both of us gasp at the sudden naked connection. He pulled away, looking into my eyes again as he unbuttoned his pants, sliding them and his underwear down. I felt his cock against my skin before I saw it. I ran my hand up his body, pulling his face down to mine to kiss him softly. My eyes met him, met his, then moved down his body as I backed away from him. The sight in front of me made me almost drop to my knees. He had a cock that any girl would be crazy not to worship. Perfectly smooth with a vein that ran along the top, just barely visible as it led to the beautiful engorged head. God, I wanted to taste it. He must have heard me think that because he pulled my face up to his, kissing me hard on the mouth before pulling away and staring down into my eyes. And he uttered the most beautiful words I'd ever heard. It's yours, baby. All yours. The air in the room seemed denser, somehow thicker than the lingering presence of our desire and passion. The lust being exchanged in our eyes as we stared at each other in a nervous silence was almost visible in the atmosphere. My hand met his chest. Pressing him gently back towards the bed, he walked backwards, his eyes not leaving mine as he sat down on the bed. I kept my gaze locked with him, looking down at him as his hands glided up my legs and over my hips to gasp at my waist, pulling me closer. Only when his lips met the soft skin of my stomach did his eyes flutter shut. I ran my hand through his hair, sighing softly and resting my other hand on his arm as he spread little kisses all over my skin. He pulled back, grasping me and pulling me down with him, turning us and laying across me. My head met the pillow and his lips met my neck. His hand drifted up my side, finding my breast and flickering his thumb over my nipple. He giggled as I jumped beneath his touch, a small whimper creeping out of his throat. His mouth moved down my neck, brushing lightly over my collarbone as he traced his way down to my breast. His eyes met mine and he lingered over my breast for another moment. Another silent question I read. I answered with a small moan. He gave, taking my nipple in his mouth and sucking softly. I shivered and gasped beneath him as his tongue flickered over my nipple again and again, teasing the tender little peak relentlessly. Without warning, he climbed off the bed, grabbing my leg and turning my body sideways so that my ass was almost hanging off the bed. And he knelt in front of me. I held my breath and he looked up at me, winking as his lips met my inner thigh. Butterflies, his eyes did that to me. Just one simple look sent shivers down my spine. I was his and he was mine. That feeling would never be replaced. But now as he knelt in front of me, his eyes dancing beneath that smile, Christ, how I adored him. His lips tickled the inside of my thigh and he switched sides, teasing my skin with feathery kisses. I was shivering as his tongue extended from his mouth, tracing my pussy for the first time, dripping into the wetness for the first time, kissing my most secret place for the first time. His tongue flickered over the now throbbing little bud. I nearly lost it right then and there, but he took his time, tested the waters. He kissed, licked, sucked, and touched my pussy like it was a precious to him. It wasn't long before his touches drove me to the edge. At the first wave came closer, he slipped a finger deep inside me, massaging as the waves crested and took my body over. I shook and moaned his name as the intense orgasm ripped through me. I came back down from flying and his lips were on mine, his hands running through my hair. I didn't need persuasion as he changed positions. I found myself on my knees with the beautiful masterpiece of a cock right in front of me. I marveled for a moment and I only hoped I could show him the same tender worship he had shown to me. I closed my eyes as my mouth met his cock. He groaned as I kissed him softly, sucking a lightly on the head. God, what a beautiful cock he had. Once I had the head of it in my mouth, I struggled to maintain control of my hunger for him, sucking and stroking his cock, wanting more and more of it in my mouth. The feeling I got from having him in my hands, my mouth in my possession and under my control, had a warmth shooting from my heart to between my thighs. I felt as though nothing could hurt me as long as he was there. I felt powerful, strong, beautiful with him in my mouth, and I couldn't get enough of the feeling of him sliding in and out of my throat. Soon enough, his cock was pressing against the back of my throat and my hands were wrapped around his balls, massaging softly as I sucked his dick. I needed his cum. He moaned loudly and grabbed my hair, tugged me gently off his cock. His eyes met mine, cloudy with lust. "Not yet, babe." With that, he got up, picking me up and placing me back on the bed. He climbed over me gently, bringing his hand to my face again and kissing me softly. The kiss deepened and I opened to him as he slid between my legs, his cock pressing gently against my pussy. I looked at him as the final silent question passed across his face. "Please, Charlie, please make love to me." A tender smile crossed over his face as his lips brushed over mine once more. His cock pressed more against my pussy and finally slid in slowly and tenderly. His eyes locked with mine as he buried himself fully inside me. We both froze and I moaned. He moved his lips, rotating as he slid out of me, slowly sliding back in. He began to stroke in and out of my pussy, keeping a steady, slow rhythm. His cock felt like a heaven as he made love to me, his lips kissing every inch of my skin he could reach. My hands roamed over his back as I felt another orgasm getting ready to crash over my body. I moaned his name and he went deeper, pressing harder inside me, and he urged me to come. "Please, sweetheart, I want you to come for me. I want you to scream my name as you come. I want you to come, baby, come for me, please." I exploded, shivering beneath him as screaming his name just as he asked. My body withered beneath him as the orgasm raked through my body in intense waves of pleasure. My skin was on fire as he touched me, his finger finding my clit and rubbing it softly as he continued to slow his pace. When I finally come down again, I flipped us over, straddling his cock and moaning as I slid down over him, my pussy encasing his now throbbing shaft. Every move I made brought a new look to his face, every look 10 times sexier than the last. Every gaze sent shivers down my spine. Every noise he made, I trembled with pleasure. I moved over to his cock, sliding up and down, twisting my hips as I rode him, slowly, just as he did to me. His hands grabbed my hips. The passion surging through the body seemed to burn into my skin as he urged me to ride faster. I complied and he groaned. He was close and I could feel it. Our eyes haven't lost contact since I had been riding him. But now, his eyes were shut, fluttering open every few seconds to catch my glimpse again. I rode faster now, pounding myself down onto his cock. I begged him to come. Then he let out one loud groan and I slid off his cock, taking my mouth as he came hard. His cum splashed against my throat and I moaned as I swallowed every drop of sweet honey. Moments later, we found ourselves laying in each other's arms, trying to catch our breath. His hands were resting on my back and his lips brushed across my forehead. I looked at him and he kissed my lips before he pulled away and repeated the most beautiful words I had ever heard. "All yours, baby, all yours." Sex Story Wednesday.